Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Phila ubomi nathi, mamela inkqubo zethu ku radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, man, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. This is happening throughout up to the hour 8. Thursday Live, the name of the show. Look, I'm trying to connect with our guests. I don't know what's going on here, but I'm trying.
Show the world and all its people.
We need to take care of each other.
All the wonders love can bring.
We need to stand together.
Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
Okay, 657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good. Man, I don't know what the phones are doing here. So I had to improvise, but I have Mfundisi Makamu and also Apostle Phum Lamfene. They are on the line. So what we will do, we will correspond them, you know. We will correspond them, but now they can greet together. Apostle, thank you so much. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Maruti, for being here, and also greetings to all our wonderful listeners and to Pastor Makamu and to everyone who's connected. Glorious, glorious greetings.
I hope you're well.
No, I'm well and recovering after a conference we had on Sunday.
Yes.
So we were, though.
How did it go, man? Because yo, it was all over the internet.
It was glorious, eh?
Mm.
Yo, we thank God for his mighty presence. I think that's important.
Hey, Joe, can't you now understand? Now, why is that mimi damar?
Bono, scratch. Bono, what is saving the best for last, Baba?
Hey, yeah, no, I can't wait.
No, that's
looking forward.
You didn't have to ask it. That's still on the pipeline. It's the calendar of the church. Your name is already there.
We're looking forward to a fellowship. And we also have Mfundisi Makamu. Mruti, greetings. Sobon. Minjano. Hi, Pugile Mfundisi Amina. I can't just scream. You can't just scream.
Nishagata mama nam pastor.
Fundisi.
Pumlampe.
Greetings.
And
I'm a fukile man.
Nakoga. Now, tonight we are going to work somehow. We are talking about spiritual healing and what it is even all about. So what I'm going to do, because of the phones, I will drop one of you and when the other one speaks. So... and then call on again so that you can be able to talk, and we touch base on this, but not now. I just want to make an introduction on this issue. Spiritual healing. I don't know, Pumla. Oh, la, Dago Ustata. No snapping in fit. We are shopping with Lord Gavrotwar. Spiritual healing. Good. I need some spiritual healing. Ninkata mola ir, oh glory, hallelujah. Spiritual healing.
Why hubola? Why hubola? I'm not
a fan. Yeah, hey, Pinela Lady Busa Joe. Lady Busa. I'm looking for it and I'm not getting it, Mara. I know who to talk to.
Right.
And utangrela yona. Kitomu kupela, kito kupela mpomuko antibelele yona.
Right.
Now, when we talk about spiritual healing, we are touching quite a lot of things. You know, people are hurting spiritually. One of the things that I have come to realize is that people are hurting spiritually, and they're hurting so bad, you know. They're hurting so bad, and this in itself, I can say without a doubt, you know, it is something that we don't pay much attention to. But you can see when a person starts to even relate with family.
Yeah.
O affectile ke dilo tsa ko merekong wa buka lo wena ka mkhwabolelang wa utlo rene a go sala sharp. And then others, it's personal stuff, you know, things that are happening in their own lives, and you can tell ukuthi a man kukhona okungahambi kahle la, kukhona okungathi akuhambi ngendlela efanele. And you are able also to see in many instances than one that a person is not okay when they snap on things and when they relate on things in a manner engekho right and stuff. You can see ukuthi neman a man kukhona okungathi akuhambi kahle la.
Yeah,
bayacasuka, you know, they're short tempered, they start cursing, they start saying all those things. It's an indication of a need for spiritual healing. 2 Chronicles chapter 30 verse 20 says, and the Elohim listened to Ezekiah and healed the people. Now, there are also spiritual diseases that are experienced by nations.
Mm.
And there's a need for spiritual healing even in our nation.
Yeah.
When you look into the diseases that are affecting families, and I'm not talking only physical diseases, I'm talking spiritual. Families are no longer together. Families, in most cases, you have very few families that are together. Even though that there are those that stay together, but they live separately. Families are experiencing attacks in such a way that the devil knows that when they have this kind of attacks, they won't be able to stick together. And the nation also, when we look into the nation, spiritual diseases that are in the nation, you can tell. You can tell. The way people relate one to another has changed. There's no longer that respect. There's no longer that staying together, you know, keeping the faith. You know, sometimes when there's this Rugby World Cup, I say, I wish this Rugby World Cup can play every fortnight and South Africa should win every week so that I should see people hugging one another, you know, and loving one another. I saw in this restaurant, I live here in Queenswood, man. I saw in this restaurant, Queen's Corner, and there are restaurants there, and they were watching the World Cup, they were watching the rugby, and South Africa was winning, and they were hugging each other. Something that is unbeknownst, or we have seen it a long time. A person would be coming up, you know these rugby supporters, and he'd pick up this little African girl and hug them and say, yeah, we are one. And I go like, wow.
Mm.
You know? And I remember when I worked on a TV station, we had to design something and some logo that go like, Simunye, we are one. Those things are no longer spoken. It's either me and them. We have a disease of division, hatred, suspicion, polarization. We have a disease of bad-mouthing one another in the nation. And these things are happening also in the families. And the church needs to approach the Father, just like Ezekiel did. To approach the Father, and it says, and the Elohim listened to Hezekiah. Listen to Hezekiah. He listened to Hezekiah and healed the people. What kind of healing do we think we need when we look at ourselves, our families, our places of employment, man? You know, in schools, people are fighting in schools and kids are saying nasty things to teachers. So much. You know, I was surprised at some stage, man. I saw in this video, this little boy was beating up a teacher. And the teacher was running away. And I looked and said, but this teacher could just with one stroke beat that boy to a pulp. But he doesn't do it because he knows the law will find him guilty anyway. So it's better to run. One friend of mine was telling me about the experience of his wife in this school. And these are the schools in the suburbs, man. And saying in this school, she every time when she goes home, you can see that she is burdened. And it affects the family, it affects the marriage. Exactly what the devil wants. And these are the things we are facing these days. These are the things that are happening. These are the things that are occurring. Psalms 41 verses 4 says, I said to the Elohim, be merciful to me, heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. Now, we need spiritual healing because of the rampaging sinfulness in the nation. Yeah, Muna, even those in high political leaderships, they do sins that you never thought would be done. Things that would make tabloids. It's like a piece of cake to them. And kids, you know, are doing these things. Sins we've never seen before. People had become so immoral. A community had to chase a man who was found sleeping with a dog. You could see that there's a disease here. Spiritual disease. And at some stage also, a guy is caught because he's been hiding his children and he has impregnated them. All these are sins which bring disease in the nation. And we need healing from such because of sin. We need healing. Our soul is sick, or the soul of the nation is sick, and there's a need for healing. The church needs to be talking about these things and putting these things into the fore. Now, another thing that comes to mind is that of crime. This poor woman is going through a gate, and they have these sliding gates, and as she goes in, that these four guys on this white BMW, they block her gate, and they go in, they rob her, they rape her, they shoot her. And these things are taking place in our communities. If you have never been hijacked in your life, man, I congratulate you. I congratulate you. You're safe. We've been hijacked. People would wake up to people in their bedroom with guns, AK-47, and all those things. These things are taking place in our land. We are keeping quiet. As believers, we need to talk to the Father. We need to talk. The word says, and Hezekiah spoke to the Elohim, the anointed ones, and you are the anointed ones, the body of Christ. If you speak to the Elohim on behalf of the nation, the Elohim will listen and heal the nation. Look at the wars, man. Seen little children crying because some adults are bombing their houses. And it's so sad, man. And at some stage, we need to go back to the word and revert and say, no, man, there's something. There's something with the soul of the South African. Of the nation. And there's so much sin. These sins are even on TV. You know, we grew up when people were watching TV and Kuku is sitting next to you and they start kissing. There's this soapy that used to play. We didn't watch it, but you get accustomed to it because you find Kuku ilebeletsi libo mang mang mang. And sometimes because you're making food in the kitchen, you would see that. Or at night, there is this other one that is playing, and they kiss in that, and Kuku would be saying to the kids, "Kwalelang matlo, man." It's no longer happening now.
Sure.
They basically are looking, father and son, looking in anticipation with Emuna. Why doesn't he do that and that to that woman? Mother and daughter look and say, well, why doesn't she take him like this?
Mm-hmm.
It is so sad. Those are the things we see currently in our nation. Let us not forget Isaiah 53 verses 5. Christ is the seal of our healing. Check this out. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we were healed. That verse says a lot. And this is the condition we have as believers, because the Father basically has sent his own Son, Yahushua Mashiach, and we are healed by his stripes. It doesn't end there. Look at the appropriation of our sins there. And look at the peace that is upon our lives. We can go cry to the Father and say, Father, the peace that you had given us, we know you have not taken it back. We know your gifts are without repentance. We know we have not taken it. It's us who had stepped outside of it. Take us back. Take us back. Bring us back to the first love. Look, man, I used to present a show on TV as a young boy. And let me tell you, I would try to hide myself and dress, you know, otherwise and otherwise. And people would still recognize me. And they would say, wow, yesterday, man, you really were talking something on TV yesterday. Oh, Ray, people that I don't know. That's what made me to hide. And people would be listening, man. There were times when we were told, oh, I was doing this other program, and we were the best program after the news. You know how people watch the news? The news are big in this country. If you are a broadcaster, you understand what I mean. They're big. And if you are somewhere around the news, you are a big show. Today, we see things and people are trapping people with girls. There are realities of teenage pregnancies and, these things are so glorified in such a way. Big women are enticing young men with money and stuff, and these European women also go to this East African coast to get this young blood. And we see people glorifying adultery, you know, and they go and they say, no, I'm a man. They've never even seen Lirumo. You know, Mutabula Lirumo, Ali Itzi, Azanga Lewan.
Come now.
We'll be back. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way.
You are part of a community that believes in the life-giving Word of God. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
All right, Mudis Makam, I will come to you. I will come back to you. Let me start with the Apostle Pumla. Is it fine?
Thank you, Murat.
All right. All right. Apostle, here we are, and this is the situation. And we really need spiritual healing. I mean, now you go and minister. And as you minister, your host, who organizer, people, Stoko.
Yeah.
And when I was going to Stoko, I was like, demand? Stoko. And then they open these big caravan, these cars, Viano or King. They open and there are these ladies with skimpy dresses, beautiful, tall. And say stock was is in that the calore rats and a come hotel in Rigit. Even if you don't do that, they tell you, Amuna, we'll never invite you again. When we kira holier than thou, people are exchanging wives, Pumla.
Oh, nothing.
They're exchanging wives in an orgy. Yeah, it's quite sad. Apostle, what comes to mind?
Amen. Sad state of affairs, eh?
Mm.
And that really goes to show how sick people are spiritually. Because when you are spiritually sick, eh? You have in certain areas of your life.
Yeah.
Like this one that you've already mentioned, because a sick minister would always brood sick congregation. And as a result, our sickness will also spill over to our communities. I wish above all things that you may prosper, you know, in every area of life, as your soul prospers. So when we are spiritually impacted and affected, we cannot prosper. There has to be healing. So when there is no healing in the spirit, then anything that God considers is evil, we consider it good, because we're trying. You know, have you ever seen somebody who is not well? They will try every means to make sure that they're okay.
Yeah.
Now, but sometimes people who are not okay, the kind of means that they try is detrimental to their very health and to their recovery.
Yeah.
So they do injustice to themselves by the methods they choose to employ in order for them to be healed. So, but to the sick, but instead of going, you know, to the right places, doing the right thing to receive spiritual healing, we see people, those are just symptoms. That's a spiritual sickness. You know, and then they go to places where they have people who are hungry and desperate and they want to take advantage of those who are in need, who are sick, who really need a physician, that have already forgotten that Jesus said he came for those who are sick. The physician has come for those who are sick, not those who are well. But the very people and the very society that Jesus has come down for, they reject the healing that is in him. So now we continue to perpetuate sickness in if you're doing business, the sickness in business.
Yeah.
You know, if you're doing projects, say it's saying, and if nothing is done about it, and it spreads over, and like as I said, there's a spillover, Moruti. But going back to the word of God, well, above all things, I wish that you may prosper and be in good health, just as your soul prospers. So we cannot have a prospering soul unless we are spiritually healed.
Sure. Yeah, Yeah, absolutely. I hear you quite well.
It's a sad state of affairs. You know what you have mentioned? That's why I care. You know, all those are just symptoms, you know, where people are being raped, when people, even in the church, the greatest and highest level of perversion. And also in the church, we have people who get easily offended. And Tonya Nicole touches a move because we have a sick community. We are so sick, it's not even funny. But the sad part about it all, the way we go about, you know, trying to get healing of the spirit, I write, Tim Joe. They go connect with mediums, they consult divination, you know, it's like, you know, and these are people in the church, Baba. The sickness within the church, and the way channeling all sorts of evil in our nation and in this community, it shows how unwell we are as a church. Individual or major corporate as a church. So now if the church is not doing well in South Africa, meaning the church as a whole in South Africa, when South Africa is failing because we are sick as a church, we are failing, and we are failing to recognize that it is only through Jesus that we can get healing, and we surrender all your burdens unto me. Sometimes what causes all the spiritual healing is because we don't want to surrender the burdens that are heavy that we want to keep holding, even when we are in the house of the Lord.
Sure.
Burdens of injustice, burdens of guilt, burdens of shame, you know, burdens of pain, burdens of trauma as well.
Yeah.
You mentioned that people have been hijacked. It's a very traumatic experience. And if nothing is taken, if that is not taken care of, but born banting on the loose because trauma was not even addressed.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. I hear you quite well. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are talking about spiritual healing as to what it is even all about. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729, 082-657-2729. And you can drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp. Otherwise, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We're touching base on that. Apostle, let me get to Umfundisi Magama. I'll come back to you, all right?
Okay.
Okay. Now, the aspect of true spiritual food, what is it even all about? That is what we are touching on. The aspect of true spiritual food. What is it even all about? One needs to learn and understand the aspect of true spiritual food. What is it even all about? Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. In terms of healing, what is it that we need for healing? What is it that we need? What is it that we need to take in? You know, when you're sick, there's medication that you take. What is it that we need to take in? What is it that we need to learn? What are some of the diseases that we see around us which are spiritual? You know? And what is spiritual healing? What are some of the things that you'd say we need spiritual healing in this area and that area and that area? Because one can say without a doubt, I am man. Things have not been going on quite well. La na la na la. We're touching base on that. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. 657-2729. I am keen to hear from you on this very aspect. Otherwise, also send us a voice note so that we can hear you. All right, Mfundisi Makamu, let me come to you, Sam. True spiritual food. Hey, these days things are really happening, man. And it's quite sad that we experience these kinds of things. And I'm looking at, you know, the word with regards to spiritual healing and what the word says regarding that. Now, when you look into Isaiah 57:18 says, I have seen his ways and will heal him. I will also lead him and restore comfort to him and to his mourners. Now, so much death we see even amongst ourselves. And this is indicative of the fact that there is a need for spiritual healing. So much death that we see. There's a need for spiritual healing. And those who are supposed to be leading us, their pockets are full, ngamafuta. They can't even see the way. What say you, Muruti?
Angibonge Muruti, ngitopic enhle kangaka. Le topic ilethile mfundisi. Remind me of a friend of mine, uShele.
Yeah.
Wayethanda kuyisu wethu athi kunesibhedlela sikamoya
esowethu.
Yes. So
kunesibhedlela sikamoya.
Yebo.
Hey madam.
Uma fika khona uma ngizwa according to what she used to say. Babefika bavalele garage.
Yho.
Yebo garage.
Mm.
Babese kushe isigubu. Kukonku.
Hayo.
Then ke ngisikhathi besiyana indlebe kongathi seziyavaleka ngendaba ye-noise. So, but it is when healing is taking place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, mukhuluma spiritual healing. Kuvele nje kwafika yena noma sekashadile nkosi yami. Sekuze bashada khona lesi wethu le.
Khona laphaya esigubhini.
Noma ngingazi ukuthi ushadele lapha esigubhini ora kanjani kodwa okukhona ulapha.
Mm.
Yeah. Umfundisi wami bensemabhutu ngoJanuwari ekhaya encebelekile.
Yeah.
Uma ngihleli laphayana ngiya airport. Airport is almost 1,000 meters to airport from home.
Mm.
Ngifika laphayana ezizulazula lapha airport ngibona ipilot ihleli. Ngayisondela ngafika ngayiqala ngathi emngani wami awusho uma ule phezulu le bese iplane iqala igula, what do you do? Uyaphuma uyokhenika or wenza sahleka athi kimi the first thing that you must do, you go to the nearest airport. Uyayithola leyo nto mrit wami. Hello? Mfundisi wami?
Ngikulalele.
Yes. The first thing you do, you go to the nearest airport. Awuzami nje nokuthi na, you go to the nearest airport. So, a nation that is sick, it goes to the nearest airport. Where is our nearest airport? Is at Elohim himself. Kunenkinga umfundisi yokuthi na i-nation iyagula. Abantwana izinto zibhihlange ngendlela ecakayo. And the nation ivele yathula yabukela yathi into encane. Uyakhumbula leyayenzeka laphayana ku-Acts chapter 12. Uma uJohane aboshwa, uJames aboshwa, ayosikwa intamo. Then i-nation yathula izanga yenza next. Abapostola bathula bonke, ibandla lonke lathula. Uma sebabopha uPeter, is when the nation, ibandla laqala, that lento le seyi-serious. And the Bible says, they began to verse 5, they prayed earnestly. The church prayed earnestly for Peter. And when the people pray earnestly, unkulunkulu wayehlisa ingilozi yafika yamvulela uPeter waphuma. Miraculous escape. Ayenzile.
Yeah.
So, sinenkinga mfundisi.
Yeah.
Ngoba the nation is sick.
Hey.
But the very same nation ayifuni ukuadmita kuthi iyagula. I-nation igulayo igijima yakwa United Nation. United Nation leyihlulekayo ukusolva indaba yePalestine neIsrael. United Nation leyihlulekayo ukusolva indaba yeUkraine neRussia. United Nation leyihlulekayo izinto zayo. Igijima i-nation iyakwe African Union. Igijima United Nation i-nation legulayo iya ku SADC. I fail to understand that baphi ama leaders lawa azoba phambi kokankulunkulu athi we see the nation kuti yagula. Let us go back to him. Do you remember Jehoshaphat? Uma azohlaselwa by these three nations.
Yeah.
The Bible says ukuthi na uJehoshaphat uma azohlaselwa, he called a meeting athi la siyakhuleka sibiza ubaba. Bambiza ubaba, the Bible says ukuthi na umoya ongcwele wehla.
Yeah.
Awuzange uya kuJehoshaphat wabamba one of them. Ufika umtshela ukuthi na tell uJehoshaphat.
Yeah.
Because the battle is not yours. The battle is mine. This nation and Mukane na Nina Puman.
Yeah.
But in nation, the leaders that were supposed to lead this thing, anas mina kuti in nation umai gula kangak, kati sine South African Council of Church, sinema organization amakulu, amakula aleka kulu ne. Kati kwenziwani kwa lauma organization ama kulu kangaka kuholo imali kuphela ora ku ora into yabo ukuthi na kubahamba bo xhawulana nabo Kadafi uma beza la nabo nabo mgabi nabo banibani uma beza la eSouth Africa yiyo le nto yenziwayo. Why the South African Council of Church is not doing something? The I oppose next. Kuvulelwe indaba yamagezi nale sibiyane ithulile. Kuvulelwe indaba yokuthi ama rights lawa azo limaza bona abantwana kuthulile. Kwenza ama abortion bathulile kongathi abenze longo bahola bona. It's okay. Kati kwenziwani kwa le South African Council of Church. Ile nto ngiyibuza yona. Remember mfundisi, this nation idinga a revolution, a spiritual revolution. Sizoyenzeka in South Africa ukuze ination ibe healed, because if a nation does not go back to the creator who is the nearest airport, angeke ilunge. The nation will always keep crying. The nation will always kuvulelwa amabandla la abantu bayaretsa la emabandleni. I-South African Council of Church ithulile. The country ithulile. The only thing that is happening right now ukuthi uma kurepa umfundisi bambeka ku front page bamleta kwe TV. One of my friend right now uqeda ku sentence ku April. One of my friend uqeda ku sentence onike ze 20 years. That is the good thing ikwaziyo ukuthi hambani nez then kune organization iqalile ke nayo kongathi iza ike isaqala ngathi le i-political party lela izayo. And indeed pendukile yithi AARM. Angazi ukuthi kusho ukuthini khona lokho seyi-political party manje is contexting. Kati siza kubuyela ndini kubaba siyozisola. Because when we go back to him, the Bible says ukuthi hozani kimi nonke enikathele enisindwayo ngiyakunethula. In other ways, izandla zaka Yahusha Hamashia zivulekele noma ubani uyayo kuye. Asika athi mina sengikathele. UNkulunkulu akakufuna umusa akwazi ukuzabalaza. UNkulunkulu ukwazise
ukatele. Do you remember from Mark chapter 5? The Bible says that late, seka ahambe izinyanga zonke. Nabo dokotela was spend a yonke into. Emva kokuthi aspendile, then she began to realize ukuthi na lapha yakho yahusha ngingaphila. Aqala akholwa. Because the nation needed to believe kwe prayer bazoba bayenza. In nation prayer let's see over CES, we must believe.
Yeah.
Then when we believe, wa believe lo mama waya wa thatha step wa soku wa bamba ingubu wa phola time. But now in nation ithulile. We see all these things that are happening. Abantana, yibo bashaba othisha, umntana uma umbuza ukuthi hey mntana kwenzakalani esikoleni, abantana kukhulunywa ihlazo yezo uma ugibele nabo ibhasi. Njengoba sometimes nginokugibela ibhasi, ugibele nabo ibhasi, inhlamba ikhulunywayo, kukhulunywa indaba zasekamereni, kukhulunywa abomama abadala bavala indlebe bangazi ukuthi bazoyiphendula bayithini into ifana nalela. The nation is going down the drain. Ama drugs abhokile and ama drugs apolitically. Ngizokushela kanginandaba mfundisi noma ubani angangibopha. Ama drugs asebenziswa yibo, yibo labahamba yibothenga amasimu yabantu ngawo ama politician bathenga ngawo ama drugs. Uma bathi airport kuthe kubophe ama drugs awetha 8 million. Ile number lela obayilethayo. Kusho ukuthi ama drugs abeka awetha bo 600 million.
Adlulile.
Angisulile. Then le 8 lela yile bayilethayo komphakathi.
Yeah.
Yithi TV station bake bayibeka ebantwini. Bathi nayi la sishisa ama drugs manje eyipi angazi ukho wayibona wena usebenza nimithi angikazi ngayibona ibhamu labayaziveza bathi sishise ibhamu eziwu 600 this year baziveza kwe-TV ama drugs wona akhe ashisa akuphi angazi ukho mina angikazi ngawabona ngithanda ukubukela indaba kakhulu. Angifuni ukuvuma mfundisi ngoba ngiyazi umsebenzi wakho. Awukuvumeli ukuthi ezinye izinto uzivume. Umfundisi, the nation, libolile. Abonesi kuboliwe. Emaphoyiseni kuboliwe. Yonke indawo kuboliwe. Akuna muntu ungaya kuye. Uthole healing akekho. But we need a nation.
Yes.
If my people who are called by my name,
yes,
will humble themselves, seek my face, and turn from their weakness, I will hear from heaven, and I will heal their land. Ukhona ubaba umile. Ulindele ukuhila. Ulindele abantu abazoya kuye. Bazisole. Babese baphenduke endleleni zabo.
Yeah.
Babese abese yena I heal the nation. May the good Lord bless you.
Thank you so much mfundisi wami, siyabonga kakhulu. Listen over and then ngifaka umfundisi the apostle Phumla Mfene. Listen over Mruti.
Amen.
Now, you can send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. And thank you so much. Also, I see 8 Maymar has sent a WhatsApp there, and GM also has sent a message. GM. All right. Hey, my dad. These are code names, ne? GM789263 has sent also a message. Send your messages. We will read them. We will play them. If it's a voice note, we will play it. And if it's a message, we will read it. You can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear from you as to what you make of this. What you make of it. And especially now when we see that there's so much spiritual diseases that are taking place. There's so much. It, you know, sometimes you look at us, it's like you're watching a program called Jerry Springer. You know, when you look at us, these things are really happening. It is quite sad at times when one watches these things, and it is a shocking thing. Now, Jeremiah 17, verses 14, I will read it, but before it, let me go to chapter 3, verse 22. It says, "Return, you backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings. Indeed, we do come to you, for you are the Elohim, our Father." Now, here's a massive spiritual disease, Apostle. Backslidings. Yeah. And we seem to be quiet about that, but people are backsliding, man. What comes to mind?
Just like people are backsliding in large numbers. And remember also the issue of backsliding is actually related part of this end time in terms of the great time where apostasy, where the great fall away of believers.
Yeah.
But remember, you just don't fall overnight. So when you fall, you are process. So you still be coming, initially you still be coming to church, you still be praying here and there, you still be reading the Bible once in a while, but eventually because you stop being what makes you have life. This hour I came that you might have life and have it in abundance.
Yeah.
So in order for you to have life, there are things that has to do with life that you have to pray.
Yes.
So that is Christ himself and his will. And also prayer, that which the Bible subscribes that you need to do, you must do. But failing which, then begin to see a spiritual deterioration. And this spiritual deterioration will be highly overnight. It's a process, you know. So, but we saw, more especially around the time lockdown, where when churches now were open, or that were really back, a lot of people never went back to church.
Oh, yes.
A lot of pastors, they lost people, and that like hell is a little bit scary. Because that's when you realize you can't need to abandon the last century, lent on yourself, my money by you, and because it was not very tough. But they were just far from it. So, hence, I care about the backsliding. It because, like as I said, but one can now, you know, Mutu can be a worshiper. And they have long backslided. You know, Kudimo Orako, Koko Samuel, how long are you going to continue to mourn those poultry? Kalai Lachi, the souls that are high, Seko. You know, but we are taking spiritual healing because I believe God is saying there's still healing available for those who are saying, we do more people in Nagy Kachi, who bleed. The bleeding that people experience in the spirit, and because, you know, speaking in the soul and in the spirit as a result. And remember when you speak spiritually, and also when your soul is sick too. Does not make sense.
Yeah.
That's why even when people begin to share the word of God, you take offense of every little thing. You look at everything, you begin with Chikaka read, you know.
Yes.
Everything with Chika. You just go there when I'm going to give it later. You don't go there to receive from the Lord. So everything to any animal, it's a big deal, it's an issue because you the Lord can use the same person to move to just speak one word that will ignite you and then you'll bounce back.
Yeah.
You know, you'll be able to recover that. So when you literally and completely backslide from the ways of God, from the people of God, and you fail also to connect with the people of God, actually, and also they will, an iron sharpens another iron. You only met when you come and you meet other islands that are sharpened. They sharpen you. And you begin to recover. You begin to recover and Watoma Huyama on your feet. Maybe that like, this time, And this era, early more, now you have greater prosperity where people are falling away like crazy, like there's no tomorrow. And you see by the way they do things that too. It is normal. Medicare, when you go to lifetime, here, one friend of mine shocked me at it. He's a pastor, this guy. So then this person that came and then the church was trying to get to know the person. Realized that Mutan is a business person, had an appointment for the Iowa go to business office for this individual. Lo and behold, they were sitting at a hip hop. And I'm not spanning me, so.
Hey.
It's fun time. One day we are on telling offering. It's a time. So Moruta Tomar Ejo. But I wonder Alakanjan. So what do you do? I the pimp power. They are pimp males and females to reach clients. And that's the highest form of spiritual
treatment.
We have gone to that extent to still come to church and you don't see that you need healing. Then Murita tomorrow, I don't want months or no. No, Murita, you don't come there at the three of your worship leaders. Every Saturday, that you have a limb.
Yeah.
The Nagra Vanaka Sunday, the Valkenya Momo, but to have that to be living in the second. And then from, so they'll be there the whole Saturday, and then in the morning, that happened there. And they go straight to church. But like, the reason why I'm giving this as an example is to show how sick people are spiritually. And there's such a dire need. And it's an urgent, it's a matter of urgency. There's such a deterioration. Even so, I want to believe people think about deteriorate that day by day as a church because they're not doing much about it. I'm not saying, No. Things can be done. A lot of people are willing to say, Mudima, you are the alpha and the mega. You know, you are very lucky. Paul, you believe in more. We have a whole being. So once you are outside him, you don't leave. You begin to get spiritually, emotionally, psychologically. We need to realize that it's only when we come back to the Lord that we can receive emotional and spiritual healing. And then we can get our act together.
Absolutely.
And then we can begin to impact our society.
Absolutely. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this matter. 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.